Support for NPR comes from the Department of Homeland Security, offering E-Verify, confirming the legal working status of new hires at dhs.gov/e-verify.
It's 8:04, and with AM 580 News, I'm Jay Pierce. Good morning. A community group in Danville hopes people take some time out of their Saturday morning to offer some ideas on improving the district's schools. School board members and administrators will be in attendance at the forum this morning at Danville Area Community College. Terry Barber is with the Danville Caucus, which formed to help get community members more deeply involved in the government process. He says the meeting will be the latest in a series of quarterly forums to share ideas on addressing problems like discipline and achievement and to gauge progress since the first forum in August.
Where we brainstorm to try to come up with ideas to help improve and better our school system in the area. And one of the things we came up with is having more community representation in our schools.
Some of that involvement ranges from tutoring and mentoring to greeting children at the school's doors. The forum takes place this morning at Danville Area Community College's Bremer Center. It begins at 10:30. The Illinois Gaming Board is considering three towns in Chicago's north and northwest suburbs for the state's 10th casino license. The board announced the finalists yesterday. That leaves several groups hoping to build a casino in the south suburbs empty-handed. Mike Ree has more.
The south suburbs are in need of an economic boost. Gaming board member Eugene Winkler said it himself. But none of the casino bids from the area was able to get enough votes from the board to move forward. Nick Wilkie is with a group that wanted to build a casino in south suburban Harvey. He says he's disappointed by the board's decision.
We think that the Southside Casino really had a decent bid and also would have helped the community a great deal.
The towns of Des Plaines, Waukegan, and Rosemont made the cut. Each will have to make a presentation to the gaming board on November 25th. The board plans to award the casino license before the end of the year. I'm Mike Ree.
Meteorologist Dan Pounder's forecast for Champaign-Urbana for today: cloudy, windy, and cold with occasional snow showers and flurries, and a daytime high in the upper 30s, wind chill in the 20s. It's 39 degrees on Friends Plaza at 6 minutes past 8.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Lynn Neary. This week, world leaders floated their ideas for easing the global financial crisis in advance of today's G20 Economic Summit in Washington, D.C. Retail sales suffered a record drop, and Hillary Clinton's name came up amid the speculation on President-elect Obama's cabinet choices. Senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us now. Hi, Dan. So good to see you.
Hi, Lynn, and welcome aboard.
So this G20 summit is underway. Do you expect anything substantive will come out of it?
Well, it depends what you call substance. I have the impression that the leaders of the other countries are basically looking past President Bush to the next president and just trying to make a go of it for now. The question really settles down to, if you want to avoid further conflagrations in the economy, both in the United States and abroad, what do you need in the way of new financial architecture, as they call it? And they're discussing just exactly what you can do with President Bush, rather against the idea of regulating too much and the others thinking that we've deregulated too fast. And they'll come up with a formula to express that.
And, of course, this week, too, we saw, again, more bad news for the U.S. economy. Consumer spending was down 2.8% in October. That's the first time that retail sales have fallen for 4 months in a row since 1974.
Very bad.
I mean, is there any end in sight to this economic turmoil that we're seeing?
Well, most of the people who know more about these things than I do say we're in for a long and deep recession. Obviously, at some point, the United States will climb out of it. It always has. But the other nations are looking at the United States and saying, you know, all this trouble we're all around the world started in the United States, and it was a kind of contagion that was then sent out to the other countries. And so it's a little difficult for the U.S. facing the other 19 countries and saying, let's do better, but we're not exactly sure how.
Yeah. Of course, President-elect Obama is working on his transition, starting to pick members of his cabinet. What do we know so far about that?
Well, very little. I mean, there's an awful lot of speculation going around that Hillary Clinton may be, will be, should be his choice for Secretary of State. These are widely spread rumors. I don't know what they mean. But a lot